This is the Hoosier Ag Today Thursday podcast on October 23, 2025. I'm Andy Eubank, joined by C.J. Miller and Greg Allen with news today, including a harvest update from Northwest Indiana and tips on sprucing up the yard now from the Indiana Woodland Owners. The Hat Podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. They're online, ffbt.com. The Indiana Farm Forecast with Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin has more partly cloudy weather and possibly some warming tomorrow. Corn, bean, and wheat futures reversed Wednesday to post moderate gains. Eric Pfeiffer checks in with the market review and analyst Tom Fritz commentary on the Hat Thursday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
The bean harvest is wrapping up, but the corn harvest, not so much. And sprucing up your property with trees. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Greg Allen, brought to you by Beacon Credit Union.
Hello, this is Brandon Decker, your local ag loan officer with Beacon Credit Union, wishing everyone a safe, bountiful, and successful harvest season.
Across Indiana, the bean harvest is wrapping up while corn harvest is still plugging away. Andy Eubank checks in now with an update.
Stock quality is a concern as corn harvest rolls on across Indiana. In a Channel Seed Harvest update, Jeff Lakin, technical agronomist in the Northwest Indiana region, says stocks are generally of average quality right now.
I would be working with your seed professionals and your agronomist to isolate which products to be targeting getting out of the field. We've got some stalks that are pretty brittle, and we saw a little bit of corn go down after some of the wind this weekend. And the longer some of this corn stands out, the more likely that those stalks are going to disintegrate, and we just need to get a lot of that stuff out of the ground. So work with your trusted advisors, whether that be your agronomist or your salesperson, and isolate which products to be targeting first.
While Lakin put soybean harvest at about 95% complete in his area, corn harvest may be only halfway completed.
Things have slowed down a little bit here in the last week or so, week 10 days. Elevators getting full. They're having to sit in line a little more, and things have slowed down a little, but we're still on a good pace to get things wrapped up in a pretty timely matter this year.
Just like growing season rains, yields run the spectrum.
We're seeing some record corn yields in some areas, and then we've seen some record soybean yields in areas. But there's a lot of variability out there as well. It just sort of depends on where the rain was and where the rain wasn't. But in general, I think yields, corn and soybeans, are better than what would have been expected in July.
It's no surprise that Lakin reports very positive results from in-season fungicide applications.
I've seen anywhere from 20 to 40 bushel swings where guys left some check strips where they applied fungicide versus didn't apply fungicide. So this year it was a big deal to put some fungicide out there. We had plenty of disease late in the season. Between southern rust and anthracnose.
Hear more from Jeff Lakin in the full Hat and Channel Seed Harvest update at HoosierAgToday.com and our free mobile app. I'm Andy Eubank.
Thanks, Andy. And if you're an Indiana woodland owner or you have a backyard you'd like to spruce up, now is the time to plan if you're adding new trees to your property this spring. C.J. Miller has more.
You know, one of the things I like to tell people is the best time to plant trees was 20 years ago, and the second best time is today.
And that's Lenny Farley, forester with Purdue Extension and a board member of the Indiana Forestry and Woodland Owners Association. He says there are many different things to consider if you're looking to plant new trees.
What is already there? And so if there's overstory forest and shade already there, we're going to have to select seedlings that'll tolerate some shade. Things like sugar maple, beech, basswood. If it's wide open and got a lot of sunlight, we've got a lot more choices of trees and shrubs that could do well. We also have to look at the soils and the site condition. And so is there impeded drainage or is it a dry site? What kind of textures and types of soils and soil depths do we have? Because that's also going to have a big impact on what tree and shrub species would be most adapted to that site.
He says now is the time to be planning ahead for your spring planting.
So this is really kind of prime time to be ordering what I call conservation tree seedlings that are suitable for reforestation, wildlife habitat, windbreaks, soil erosion plantings, all those conservation style plantings. And so the nurseries, both public and private, that have those seedlings available are typically taking orders in the fall to reserve your seedlings for when we typically do the plantings in the spring. So you really want to get your orders in.
Farley adds that the key to making sure you have the right trees for your property is by doing your research.
Those gardening mistakes you can fix next year, tree planting mistakes you're kind of stuck with for a long time.
I'm CJ Miller.
And thank you, CJ. Check out these stories and more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Greg Allen.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit MidAmerica see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit MidAmerica is an equal opportunity lender.
Pushing for yield? Of course you are. But what's left behind the combine? A golden opportunity, that's what. Take advantage of the bound up nutrition in your residue with Reclaim from Direct Enterprises. Reclaim makes valuable nutrition available to your next crop, enhances soil health, and reduces reliance on tillage. Plan ahead, get ahead with Reclaim. Learn more about Reclaim and find your local dealer online at directenterprises.com. That's directenterprises.com.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast, putting together an okay forecast here overall. We are still dealing with the remains of this large cutoff upper low that's been sitting over the Great Lakes region now for, well, I guess this is day three. It's still circulating plenty of clouds around. If you're in northern tier counties of the state, you've been seeing these clouds, and I think you're going to still have to deal with them today, although the clouds are going to be starting to break up here later this afternoon. Central southern Indiana, you're looking just fine for your Thursday, and we should start to see southwest flow warm temperatures up tomorrow in all parts of the state. The weekend is interesting. In the north, we see full sunshine, a continuation of what we're expecting tomorrow, and we do see temperatures react as well. Central and southern parts of Indiana have to watch for cues in the Missouri Valley. Strong remains of a central plain system trying to move through the Missouri Valley into the lower Ohio Valley and Tennessee Valley over the weekend. I think we have to allow for a few hit and miss scattered showers over the southern third to southern quarter of Indiana as we move into Saturday morning and midday. Nothing farther north. And then once we get into Sunday, those showers dissipate, move off to the south and east, and we turn out partly sunny in all parts of Indiana. Next week is dry, mostly beginning to end Monday through at least a Thursday. I am seeing no significant threat of precipitation. Now, we do see some cooler air kind of coming in from time to time, so we're not going to be running away with strong heat, but I do think we see good evaporation. Next chance of rain that I see showing up here late next weekend. So Sunday the 2nd, can see some scattered showers trying to work through the Hoosier State, and then we go drier but colder for most of that first full week of November. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
This harvest, it's more than crops. It's your legacy. Beacon Credit Union offers ag loans for equipment, land, and operating costs. Competitive rates, flexible terms, and local experts who know farming. Beacon Credit Union. Local. Trusted. Rooted in agriculture. We're ag people. Serving ag people. Visit beaconcu.org. Insured by ASI, not federally insured EHO lender.
Green on the screen for the grains. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Wednesday Farm Market Review, brought to you by the Purdue Extension Farm Stress Team. They remind you that the crop you're harvesting isn't the most important part of the farm this fall. You are. Get home safe. Your family needs you. Final numbers from Wednesday trade coming in just moments. Right now, let's head to Chicago. That's where we find Tom Fritz. He's with EFG Group. And Tom, federal government shutdown day 22. We're hearing now that the WASDE report for November could be at risk at this point as well. We've got more news, or really no more news, about China. Things seem friendly, but no one can still confirm that this meeting between Trump and Xi will actually happen. But you've got some different news anyway about these markets, even though they're still trading in a bit of a sideways pattern right now, right?
First, let's talk about, you know, will we see a November report? Research for the November report starts October 25th. So we've got 2 days to get this squared away, and it sure doesn't look like it. So the guessing will go on as to, you know, what, you know, yield's going to be. How will they alter demand numbers? But right now, I think the biggest question is, what's the yield? And I think most people agree that the yield has come off some, but, you know, the big question is how much. We get a fair idea of demand numbers because we are lucky to see the weekly export inspections. And speaking of inspections, last Monday, we saw probably the best export number for soybeans to date, for at least for the marketing season. So, but, you know, the even if the government gets it back together, they may pull a switch for the December report. Normally, December is just a repeat of November. You know, they might fool with the demand numbers. They might fool with the South American numbers. But because there's been no report for October, no report for November, it wouldn't surprise me maybe if they tried to do something for December. But that's off in the distance. So bottom line is corn market holds firm. Basis levels continue to improve. Just to give you a few examples, you know, some areas where harvest has come and gone, we're starting to see improvements. Decatur, Illinois, just yesterday it was 13 under the Dease. Now it's 5 under the Dease. You go over into Ohio by the Ohio River. Beginning of the month, it was 20 under the Dease. Now it's 3 over the Dease. You look at some of the river locations. 14-cent improvement since the first of the month, 10-cent improvement since the first of the month. The ethanol guys, anywhere from 5 to 10-cent improvements since the first of the month. And even your export basis has a firm bias to it. So, you know, business is happening. I think the producer's doing a great job of trying to keep his corn off the market, even though I am hearing he's running out of space because he's storing his soybeans. So, you know, there's some chatter that in the last 25%, last 30% of harvest, we may see some increase in corn movement. But right now, spread levels, you look at Dease March corn traded into 12 cents, 12 and a half cents. And that's the best we've seen since, oh, gee, going back into the summer months. So corn market's going to hold firm. You know, we need some news to get us over the top, to get us out of this little mini trading range it's been in. But so far, you know, I'll take just better basis levels. It tells me that the corn market's going to hang tough until we actually do see some news. Wheat market, it's nothing. European wheat was higher today, so the U.S. follows. Yesterday, European wheat was easier. Kansas City wheat, or I should say Chicago and Kansas City wheat, were both lower. The wheat market's been a follower. In the last few days, when corn and beans were both firm, wheat was firm. Yesterday, when the market was, corn and beans were easier, wheat was easier. It also coincides with what's happening with the European wheat market. European wheat market got a bulge today, or I should say a blip higher, due to some Algerian business that's around. So the wheat market continues to be a follower, has no mind of its own. In fact, it really has no story of its own. So moving to soybeans, look at soybeans. November beans up 4 cents. January beans only up a cent and a half. March beans only up a quarter. That tells me, you know, okay, number one, basis levels for soybeans are moving sharply higher. The Ohio River is 43 cents better since the first of the month. Decatur, Illinois is 20 cents better from the since the first of the month. Check that, 40 cents better. Decatur, Indiana, 20 cents better since the first of the month. So your river locations for beans, and, you know, they talk about how we really don't have any export business. Well, you saw Monday's weekly export inspections, the best of the season, better than expected. You look at river locations, Davenport, Iowa, first of the month, it was 65 under the November. Today, it's 34 under the November. So here's a 31 cent improvement. Basis levels, Gulf soybeans, first of the month, were 60 to 69 over the November. Now they're 84 over the November. So, you can say, okay, we don't have much business. Soybeans have been in a broad trading range, yet the basis stays tough. The producer is putting away his beans, hoping that the government's going to give him something that will prompt higher prices. Now, yesterday they announced a $3 billion package going to the Commodity Credit Corp. Well, you know, okay, $3 billion, that's nice. What happened to the 10-12 you were talking about 2 weeks ago? As far as getting a trade deal with China, we've got the what I call the junior negotiators in Malaysia right now speaking with their counterparts. I think they're trying to set the stage for a meet between the two presidents of the country at the end of the month. Yesterday, our president said, oh, I think we're going to get a great deal with China. But then again, we may not meet. What is that? So, you know, trying to rely on the government, you know, to me, that's a lesson in frustration right now. But overall, soybean market, you know, it's recently firm. It's hanging tough. Meal market, it's the best price level it's been in, Dease meal. We're up a solid $15 in about a week's time. The meal market has been performing admirably. We've got a good export market for meal just because the export premiums out of Argentina for meal are just too darn high. So the U.S. is a good source for soybean meal. We're also the best source for soybeans. So we've got business happening, but do we have enough to take us out of this broad trading range? Nah, I think we need the government's statistics to do that. And who knows when we're going to get that. You know, like we talked about earlier, the USDA would normally go to work by October 25th, compiling the November data. So, you know, if the government's still out by then, well, then I'll say maybe in December they'll give us some numbers, not normally a yield change in December, but you never know. These are different circumstances. But bottom line is corn and bean markets, they hang tough. Basis levels are helping out dramatically, but bottom line, if you're looking for that rally that gets us over the top, if you will, we need some government statistics. We need some hard statistics, and right now we don't have them.
On Wednesday, December corn up 3 1/4, 4.23, up 2 on the March, 4.35 3/4. Novi beans up 4, 10.34 3/4, 10.50 on the January, up 1.5. December wheat up 3.5, 5.03 3/4. In livestock, December live cattle down 560 to 239.82 and down 87 cents on Dease Lean Hogs, 82.40. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.